Hello.
Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone, sir?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my living room watching a baseball game.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, the finals, I mean the playoff are in, right?
Yeah.
Which one, the, Houston played last night, but today I'm working, so I wasn't able to watch it. But, sir, maybe you can help us, you know. I mean, does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me real quick. Now, are you 18 years older or and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm required to read verbatim, you know, so quick questions, even though I already know the answers, but just for
clarity. I know,
control.
I got it.
And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community and for a statistical purpose only, can you tell me what is your age, please?
60.
Thank you, sir. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Moving forward. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances of 50-50 or you probably not vote?
No, I will definitely vote.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. Now moving forward. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number, 0 to 10.
10.
10. Thank you. Now, and generally speaking, sir, would you say that this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
More important.
More important. Much more or somewhat more?
No, much more.
Much more. Thank you, sir. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
You know, I'm a registered Republican, but I don't agree with everything they do either. So, you know, maybe I'm more of an independent.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And thinking about that direction, the city of Philadelphia is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. Now, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing his job?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, okay. And your opinion, sir, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same, or it has been staying about the same that it has been for years, or getting better?
No.
Less
it's
than
much worse.
What it has been.
Much worse.
Got getting worse. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia area getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse, the economic conditions?
Much worse.
Getting worse, thank you. And generally speaking, sir, how would you rate the overall quality of the city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Does the city services include a police department?
Well,
you know what, I'm not really happy with them. I'm not really happy with them up here in the 8th District either, so I think it's poor.
Poor, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. And how would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair, okay, thank you. And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank
I mean,
you,
I understand the issues up here, and it's not the cops' fault. But overall, when you need them, they're there eventually.
Yeah, it still represents, you know, some type of authority. I mean, I feel safe when I see him around anyway. Now, sir, moving forward, thinking about parks and green spaces in Philadelphia, do you think there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green spaces for recreation a leisure in the city of Philadelphia?
I think they're just enough. I mean, I think it's good.
Just about right? Not too much or not enough?
Yeah, just about right.
Just about right. Okay. Hey, I'm going through with you real quick, the list of issues and concerns some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Now, which of the following, sir, do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? Now, I'm going to read the list, okay? You can stop me if you see one. That you can select up to two. Now, rooting out of corruption in city government. Rooting out corruption in city government. That's what it says.
Sorry. I got it.
Now,
that's not the most important thing.
Reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, reducing taxes, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, fixing roads and repairing potholes, improving the city's K-12 public school system, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, and reducing violent crime in the city.
That's number one.
Okay.
Violent crime is number one.
Thank you. And cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, creating more quality, affordable housing, addressing juvenile delinquency, or addressing
number two.
You can pick another one. Yes, sir?
Juvenile delinquency would be number two.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, moving forward. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel either way, either warm or cold. Okay, sir? You may use any number from 0 to 100. And if you had no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Now, the Working Families Party, have you heard of them?
No.
Okay. Never heard of them, or you heard of them and don't have no opinion?
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of them, okay. How about Sherelle Parker from 0 to 100? Have you heard of her?
I have no opinion. I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about her. I don't even know what political party she's affiliated with.
Okay. So you heard about it, but had no opinion, right? Thank you.
Right.
Now, how about Davey O?
I have a favorable opinion of him. Favorable.
Yeah, but what number should we give him from 0 to 100? Remember, 0 means...
I would say 80.
80, okay. And how about Jim Kenney? Same question, for 0 to 100.
Jim Kenney?
Jim Kenney.
Minus 1,000.
Zero?
He's horrible. Yeah.
How about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Oh, same thing.
Okay. And Dwayne Emmons from 0 to 100?
Same thing, zero.
Okay. Joe Shapiro or Josh Shapiro?
Zero.
0 to 100. Okay.
Zero.
And the Democratic Party also from 0 to 100.
Definitely zero.
Okay. Moving forward. I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for who would you vote? The Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David? How do you pronounce the last name? Just O?
David O.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one would you vote for?
David O.
Oh, Ms. Parker. David O. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, how certain are you that you're going to support David O in the re-election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly, just somewhat, or not certain at all?
No, very certain.
Very certain. Okay. Now I'd like to ask you real quick, sir, about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in the mayor. Now, we don't have the time to talk about all the candidates, so we choose one randomly. Okay, the candidate that we would like to ask you about is, Sherelle Parker. Now, other people will ask about different candidates. But, sir, for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Use a 0 if you don't think it applies to Sherelle Parker at all. And a 5 if you don't think it somewhat applies to Sherelle. And 10 if you don't think if you think it completely applies, okay? Now, you may use any number.
Let me just say something here. During the course of this, I've realized that Sherrill Parker is a Democrat. I have no faith in Democrats. Anything you ask me about her is going to be zero.
No, I understood that. But just for the sake of a research, okay, and this is one way for you to, let your opinion out there, that what do you think, that this kind of propaganda doesn't affect your opinion, you know? Just look at it that way. So I know it's going to be zero for all of them, but let me read it real quick, okay, sir?
Okay, go ahead.
But
yep.
It's a strong leader for zero to 10. Okay, is what it takes to make the city safer.
Zero.
And fights for people like me.
Zero.
Okay, and has the right to approach to improve Philadelphia's economy.
Zero.
You think that applies to Sherrill Parker? Okay, you think that Sherrill Parker will improve the image of Philadelphia? You think that applies to her from 0 to 100?
No, zero.
Okay, and it works to bring the people of the city together for 0 to 100. Thank you, sir. Now moving forward. Again, this is what you're going to hear in this upcoming election, okay, for the campaign.
Okay.
So it's one way for you to let your voice to be heard. Now, I would like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies. See, some of the policies that Sherrill Parker says she wants to enact, and she's elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. Now, for you, sir, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Now, making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods. Strongly support?
I somewhat support it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers? Now, this
I somewhat approve,
okay? Now, making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visible high and incapacitated in public or in a setup, do you strongly support that? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I strongly support that.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, moving forward real quick. Okay, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote. Now, you can use any number between 0 to 10. Now, this November, Philadelphia will elect the 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them going back to the year 1691, have been men. Now, this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for a change. Now, we have the chance to elect Sherrill Parker as the Philadelphia first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city into a new direction. But Sherrill Parker is more than just a history. The story is just a story. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and a single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for a chance in the city if it needs it. Now, how convincing is that of a statement from 0 to 10? 0 is not at all convincing, so what convincing? 5 and 10, very convincing.
I'm torn on that one. Because of all those elements you just mentioned, I don't care what color people are.
They're just trying to play the race.
But at the same time, electing a woman is probably a good idea, and I'm all for that considering I'm the father of 4 daughters. So, I don't even know how to answer. I'm going to go right in the middle, I guess.
Okay, somewhat convincing? Okay, we're almost done, sir. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Okay, and now the next statement. Sherrill Parker, understand that it's hard to feel good about your community and the city when there is so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean, to ensure streets are well lit and every neighborhood. This new job tool will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. Now, how convincing is that statement for you to vote? 0 is not at all, 5 somewhat, and 10 very convincing.
0.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, let's finish this up. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections and a number on November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
And once more, I know still a few weeks away, but it's the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today. For who would you vote? The Democrat, Cheryl Parker, or Republican? David Ho.
David O.
The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, sir. What's the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I have a high school diploma. I have a trade school diploma.
Excellent. So some trade school and college. Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving forward. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, do you consider yourself, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative. Very conservative.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Really was a pleasure talking to you. How's the game? What's the score?
score is 1-1. It's been a really bad game.
I hear you.
Let's see. Phillies are up. They got a runner on first. What's that?
Yes, it was kind of exciting, I said, the game.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the game.
Yeah, the first two games were great.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we're playing in 100-degree heat out in Arizona, so.
Big difference. Exactly.
Yes, huge difference.
Thank you very
much. I got to give it to the Diamondbacks. Their pitchers are doing a great job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, for a chance. Yeah. You haven't seen no one since, what's his name, the big tall guy? I forgot his name. Oh, my God, he's so famous.
I have no idea.
I might get fired.
Yeah, you have a good night.
Hey, likewise. Bye-bye.